My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert. He represents the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District. He is a member of the House Judiciary Committee and recently was named Vice Chair of the Judiciary Committee's Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security. That is especially pertinent to experience and expertise given what we saw this week and the Mirandizing of the surviving Boston Marathon bombing suspect, Dzhokhar Tsarnaev. We also want to get the congressman's thoughts on how the story of these bombers could potentially impact the immigration debate. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
Certainly, Greg.
Well, you also have time as a judge at the state level in Texas for many years. So the big debate as the younger brother, the surviving bombing suspect, was taken into custody is would he be Mirandized? The original decision was no. The public safety exemption was invoked. And a couple days later, he started to talk, at least through written form, to interrogators. And then from what we're reading now, the FBI was shocked that a judge and a U.S. attorney came into the room and Mirandized the younger suspect here, and at that point he immediately clammed up. So what's your read on how that all played out?
Well, first of all, there's been so much misunderstanding of Miranda. The Miranda warnings not being given, even if they, Greg, if they never gave the Miranda warnings ever, the result would be that anything that he said after he was taken into custody might be subject to being excluded from evidence at the trial. If a prosecutor could not prove this guy guilty of numerous crimes that would put him behind bars for the rest of his life, then they're just not competent. So the concern was not about gathering evidence to use against him after he was picked up. The concern should have been paramount, at least, to get more information about the threat against America. But these guys, I guess, with our attorney general having spent more time before being AG trying to help terrorists than trying to corral them, the first impulse was, let's get him to stop talking, because they filed charges. They didn't have to file that quickly. Somebody made sure the judge knows. The judge shows up with lawyers and gives him his rights and shuts him up while he is in the process of giving invaluable information. So it is unbelievable. If it's not bad enough that they bungled getting this guy picked up and his brother picked up and questioned before they blew up people in Boston, then now to get him to shut up when he has invaluable information potentially is just really egregious.
Do you find this more a case of incompetence, most likely, or something that was done at that time deliberately?
I don't impute any sinister motive, but certainly, as smart as we're told Eric Holder is, he knew the result of his actions would be to shut the terrorist up. And so, between the Department of Justice actions that resulted in people being killed in Fast and Furious, the result of this administration's backing al-Qaeda-backed rebels to run out Gaddafi so that then they end up killing our people there, and then the people being killed in Algeria. I mean, one after another, we've had incidents where this administration has shown incompetence. So it seems to be a real pattern. And then apparently today you've got national security out there talking about the weather. And I would certainly understand that. If you'd caused this much chaos in your own country or failed to stop it when you had notice about it, or in the case of Fast and Furious, actually been an accessory to it, then certainly you'd want to stop and talk about the weather as well.
We're talking with Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, member of the House Judiciary Committee, former judge in the state of Texas. And, we know that in the case of a terrorist attack that happened in your state, which this administration does not technically declare a terrorist act.
And that's an outrage itself.
And so some people are wondering whether or not the fact that it looks like radical Islam is once again a factor here is potentially a narrative that some folks don't want publicly out there. Do you think that's playing into this at all?
I think it is. I mean, when you got the defendant's mother saying basically they were radicalized, and you've got and that this was an act of radical Islamization, and of course she's out there wanting to talking about Allahu Akbar as well. It's very clear to everybody but this administration that radical Islam is at war against us. And I'm hoping either this administration will wake up or a new one will come in at the next election before irreparable damage is done, because radical Islam is at war with us. Thank God for the moderates that don't approve of what's being done. But this administration has so many Muslim Brotherhood members that have influence that they just are making wrong decisions for America.
Congressman, another aspect of this, of course, is the immigration status of the brothers and the process they went through. One was a citizen, one was not. The surviving one is, and that's why he's got some of the legal rights now that other terrorist suspects have not had in the past. But as far as the immigration debate goes on Capitol Hill, many folks, yourself included, have said that how these folks got into the country, the fact that they weren't properly screened even after the Russian government alerted the FBI to them and they were basically cleared, that this should be a point where we pause and go through what's in the current legislation and what current law has to say. But there have been folks on both sides of the aisle, from Chuck Schumer to Paul Ryan, who have said, no, this is just a distraction. We need to keep moving forward on the Senate's Gang of Eight bill. So what's your response to that?
My response is the president has refused to do his job in securing the border. He's holding the aspect of him doing his job in securing the border. It's his obligation. He has an oath to fulfill. But he is holding off on adequately securing the border until he can get what he wants. Basically holding, doing his job in abeyance until he gets what he wants. The right thing to do would be to say, Mr. President, enough. There are enough dead Americans from people who've been let in wrongly. Obviously, it's not enough to, as Secretary Napolitano said, have someone ping. It's going to take a major size gong beside these administration officials to wake them up. Let them secure the border, and we will have an agreement within a month that will be in law. But he has to do the job of making sure we're secure in our persons and in our homes, and he's going to need to make sure that people that come in legally. And until he does that, until he starts actually doing his job, there should be no discussion about doing anything with people who are here illegally. Yes, we can reform the immigration process. We can reform a number of the things that are being done. We should be eliminating the waste, fraud, and abuse in Homeland Security. But in the meantime, he has the ability to secure the border. He needs to do it before we move ahead on any comprehensive bill.
Right now, the actions on the Senate side, there was at least one report suggesting there could be as many as 70 senators eventually in support of that bill on final passage. What's your sense on where this is in terms of momentum and whether folks like you who are very concerned about this legislation and don't like it will be able to stop it?
Well, yeah, I guess people also got behind TARP. That was, one of the worst things that's ever happened to our economy. And to our system of free enterprise when there were other solutions. And I was amazed how people just lined up dutifully behind it. But so it happens. You get people dutifully lining up saying, oh, well, we're told this is what the people want. Well, go talk to your state. Go talk to people in your district. Don't be listening to CNN. Nobody's watching them. It sounds like we got more people watching C-SPAN than we have CNN these days. These people need to go home and talk to the people that live in their states and districts before they go rushing headlong into something that is not going to be good for America.
Congressman, we'll have to leave it there. As always, sir, very grateful to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks. Great to talk to you, Greg.
Thank you, sir. Texas Republican Congressman Louis Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District, longtime judge in the state of Texas. He's now the vice chair of the Judiciary Committee Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.